is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 226. Beware of the naked elephant man thing. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast. How was your week?
Cool.
Did you get your Christmas shopping done yet?
Already did that.
I mean Festivus, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I don't celebrate that. I don't recognize that as a religion.
It's the native holiday of Cthulhu.
I don't even know how to argue with that.
Nope, there's no point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what does have a point? Kinda.
Our website has points?
It has like 1,000 points of light.
Okay.
They're like beams, like laser beams.
Laser beams.
Laser cats. And you can check it out at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't subscribed to iTunes before Christmas, I'm going to hurt you.
It's the best gift that you can give to yourself or the friend is giving the gift of Esh. So go into iTunes. It's really easy to find. Just search for Electric Sisterhood in the iTunes music store and we'll go bing, pop right up. You can also ping us in, I think, because I'm pretty sure that you can say that you like podcasts on ping.
Do you know what I ping?
Stop it. But make sure that you click that button, that subscribe button, because instantly the most recent episode of our podcast will start downloading for your listening pleasure. And then the moment we put out a new episode on the internet, boom, like that instant gratification, it'll start downloading.
Know what I gratify?
Stop it! That's not this podcast. Now cut it out.
Sorry.
Do you need to go sit in the corner? Do you need to be on a timeout?
No.
Because I will put you on a timeout.
It's just funny.
Yeah, okay. Well, behave yourself. All right? That's one. Don't let me get to three.
Oh, I get three?
You don't. Yay, don't push it. Don't push it. Push it real good. Anyway, make sure that you get that subscription. Because otherwise, you're kind of, you know, you're really just jerking us around. Either commit or don't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But you should also be looking out for the great shows that fly underneath the Esh flag.
That's right. We exist in the land of Esh, but we are not alone. No, one show does not a...
We are not alone. I'm not Michael Jackson.
Obviously. Obviously.
I was never trying
and guess
to say
what?
I was.
That dude's dead.
I know.
It's sad.
It is.
In my soul.
I know.
But while our new episodes come out each and every Monday, typically, you can get a new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast by going to their website or searching for them in iTunes and checking them out, which I highly recommend because right now they're actually running a contest where you could win some pretty effing sweet stuff, okay? First of all, it's for Nailed, which is a pretty solid game. I gotta be honest with you. It's a lot of fun. But they actually have a giveaway going on right now where if you answer 10 questions that have been crafted by the crafty King Baby Duck over there, email them. They will pick one winner, and that winner will get, Pandalicious,
one, the Nailed High Altitude Sickness Kit, which is a messenger bag.
Sweet messenger bag.
A tin of white knuckle cream.
I don't even know what that means, but white knuckles means that you gotta be, like, pretty crazy. Owie, owie.
A copy of the game soundtrack.
Which is pretty freaking sweet, by the way. It is a original soundtrack.
A bottle of the Nailed High Altitude medicine pills, like the pills.
Yeah, which I don't think is actually really medicine, because you can't really...
I think it's probably candy.
It's probably some kind of candy.
Or LSD.
I'm hoping that it's got caffeine. It is not LSD. They would not give away LSD.
I know. It'd be very expensive.
Don't be promising people LSD, because they'll be like, I was told that there would be LSD.
There's no LSD.
There's no LSD. It's candy.
You would also get an I Got Nailed shot glass.
Who doesn't like shot glasses?
Who doesn't like getting nailed?
Hey, 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 the children's. Remember the children's.
And the then obviously the coup de grace is a copy of the game on any console except for the Wii.
That's right. So that's Xbox 360, that's PS3 or PC. You know, pick your poison.
We would like to play. No, you would not like to play.
No, we would not like to play with you. Not when it comes to getting nailed. So follow this link, ESHNE.WS/H9ECRA. It'll take you right to their entry where you can see the questions that you need to answer. You can also check our website because we've got a link, a post on our website as well. But make sure that you enter because it's a pretty sweet fucking package that you can walk away with.
I love that messenger bag because I like bags.
We can't enter because...
I know.
But we so would because I know
that's right. I make money. I can buy my own messenger bag.
I know, but it's not nailed. And I don't know that South Peak has like a gear store because if they do, that would be pretty freaking sweet.
Sweet.
So we're going to have to find that out. But anyway, that's going on. They're in the group, as well as Deuces Wild holding down Geek Aggro Force. So make sure that you check out those guys. We've got some other things that are in the work that are going to be pretty freaking sweet. We've got a new issue of the magazine on sale, so you can grab a hold of that, like wicked, wicked soon, which we absolutely recommend. We've got a piece in there on Brotherhood, which we'll be talking about in a little bit, actually, in regards to what our topic is today. We've got some stuff on Super Mario Galaxy 2 in there. We've got some music stuff in there with some great pictures, including a piece on Passion Pit, which if you don't know, you better ask somebody. So get it because it's hotness. Landofesh.com. It's going down. Okay, so now let's get into the show.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Because we got to talk, people. As you well know, the video game awards, the Spike ones.
fat.
Did you just air master?
And that's totally what I feel like when you say VGAs.
Wow. That's like harsh.
Yep.
Damn.
Life is harsh.
Wow.
Life is harsh.
Owie, owie, owie. Okay, so a lot of people have been talking. I know we were talking. We were looking.
We're always talking.
Well, yeah, we're always talking. I only actually got to watch like a small piece of the VGAs, and I'm actually pretty glad about that. It sucks. It really sucks because I really, really, really want like a really solid, really good award show for video games because I don't think that video games really get the credit that they are due as far as the pieces of art that they really are.
Hey, well, don't be too surprised because didn't a piece of game music get nominated for an Oscar?
I believe so.
I mean, obviously, I think that threshold
it's starting to happen. You know, people are starting to realize, you know, especially with franchises, how deep stories are going, that things are on par with movies. I mean, look at all of the action games that have now been optioned to become movies.
Uncharted.
Okay. But that's
Heavy Rain.
We'll get there.
Which really shouldn't be because it's already kind of a movie.
It really is a movie.
Just take out all the emotion controls and it's a movie.
Yeah, pretty much. It is.
I already paid $60 for it. I'm not paying another $20 to watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird thinking about that. But I gotta say that I was really kind of surprised at some of the things that won. Some of them I thought were, you know, just spot on. But I'm so tired of there not being like a really good... concise like award show for video games, you know, like where are really our Oscars? Because let's face it, if we're all honest with ourselves as a gaming community, we all know that the Spike VGAs are not it, but it's the closest and the best thing that we have that gets some kind of airplay.
Yep.
And so we go along with
Could you imagine G4 trying to do it? Would you like to see G4 attempt that?
Between
that and Spike,
if I gotta pick between G4, which is basically a network for nerds, whereas Spike is basically just a network to help guys jack off. I mean, let's be...
I know, that freaking show about, like, the hotties all around, international hotties.
Which, don't get me wrong, dudes, you gotta have a channel, too, because we have, like, 60 channels that are really just for us.
Yeah, but they're not there to get us off, though.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry,
if you go to the higher end of the
I could not get off to Lifetime. Anything Lifetime?
Well, no, or but Oxygen. I mean, let's be honest. The L word is kind of fucking hot.
Agreed.
Okay, so you know,
yeah, but that was right. Showtime.
That's a channel for us. Weeds, the Big C.
I have not watched The Big C, but I've heard it's really good.
It's good shit. Okay. It's good shit. You know, the L word, Diary
of a... Well, now it's gone.
Yeah, you know,
Diary of a Call Girl, that was some hot shit,
actually. Oh, this is what I'm saying. So, Showtime is basically for us.
Okay.
All right, we really knock it down. Showtime is for us. HBO, pretty much in their prime time, is for us. With fucking True Blood. True Blood's not for the dudes, although I do like the dudes that appreciate it. Okay, so we've got 60 channels.
Ending of True Blood was a little...
The last season ending was kind of like, what the fuck?
It's like, all right, we gotta wrap this up. How are we gonna do that?
So I'm hoping that, like, they'll come back and, like, part of that will just be a dream sequence and I'll be okay with that.
No, it won't happen.
But anyway, we've got, like, 60 channels, so I understand that dudes need a channel. Okay? Dudes need at least a channel that's just, like, totally, like, man show. Like, I'm cool with that.
Man, I miss the man show. The man show was awesome.
Yeah, well, the first two seasons of man show were awesome. And then after it, you know...
I dug the boner box.
Yeah, it's cool, okay? I loved, you know, watching that dude down all those beers. Okay? I loved the man show. And I was a chick. But then they got weird. I know.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, and then they got weird. And then it just, you know, Al Rogan came in. And pretty much Al Rogan... Yeah, it kills everything.
He's the sign of the apocalypse.
He is the sign of the apocalypse. Like, when he comes in, when he's the one that's pitch hitting, you know that you're like...
Did you say pitch hitting or bitch hitting?
Pitch. Like, pitch hitting. Like, coming in your clutch.
It's like, bitch hitting has nothing to do with
that's
this.
That's a different thing. But you know when he comes in that your series is pretty much 2 weeks away from being canceled.
Oh, is that what happened to Fringe?
No.
Ouch. Is that what happened to most Fox shows?
Ouchy.
Anyway.
That's painful. So anyway, I want a good video game award show for us. I mean, it should definitely be fun. There should be stuff, you know, that is geeky and nerdy in nature. I think Neil Patrick Harris is pretty much the man and can host anything he wants to, and it's going to be amazing, and I love his talent.
He could host somebody's nuts, and it would, well, I'm sure.
You know what? Manamana. Okay, but I can't bring myself to watch the Spike Awards. I just can't. And you know, and at the same time, I also really want to be invited to go and cover it for
us. Wait. So you can't watch it, but if you got invited to cover it, you would go.
Hey, you know, it's in Vegas. What the fuck?
But you don't like it, so you become something you lot don't of, like.
I know, but I'd still cover it for us and be out in Vegas and have a good time. Anyway.
It would give us a chance to touch Neil Patrick Harris.
And who doesn't want a chance to touch
him? I do!
I raise my hand right now. I would love to touch him. I would. Alright, so anyway, that's another podcast.
Horrible tangent.
Let's get into what people were talking about, which was who won what and what the disagreements were. Because we went over this list and we have a lot of places where we don't agree.
I'm a little concerned. I have concerns.
Who the fuck votes on the VGAs, by the way? Is it in the industry? Like, which people in the industry? Because, like, you look at some of the lists of this stuff, and it literally reads as, like, a PR release.
Yep. So I wonder who paid who.
I mean, it looks like holiday broadcast of, this is what we want people to buy this holiday. Which, don't get me wrong, a lot of these are good, but...
So a lot of these games I own, so...
Same here. So let's get into it. So I'm going to start right now with, let's start with most anticipated game. Okay? Because I want to say game of the year is the last piece.
Yeah. Obviously, it's like you know, artist of the year.
Exactly.
For, like, the Grammys.
Yeah. So, most anticipated game, Portal 2. I'll be honest with you. I agree with this thing. I think that for right now, the most anticipated game for this year...
That didn't happen... Okay. For 2010.
All right. Is going to be Portal 2. We've all seen the videos. I'm really excited about, you know, the second outing, the changes, the
more of a mind fuck.
The little more of the mind fuck, the additional character, you know, being able to have your little buddy, my British buddy, you know, so I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh, you get a British buddy?
Yeah, the little, I'm blanking on his name right now, but he's a little robot that is up high and detaches himself and is basically like your companion.
He's your companion cube with,
but he talks. Voice. Yeah, and he's really, really cute and has a very, very dry British wit.
Of course, British.
So now I'm afraid that something's going to happen later in the game and I'm going to end up having to sacrifice him, and then I'm going to be really upset because him I'm going to be attached to.
He'll be like, oh God, haven't you done this already?
Quite similar to that, yeah.
It's like, you're really going to do this? I thought we were friends. Please don't.
Stop it. See, if my companion cube had said that, I would have been really, like, upset and disturbed. But it didn't. It was a cube. It was like,
But then I'm sure it'd be really funny if people could mod it as soon as he does. It'd be like, asshole. Fist and chips. Fanny.
Fanny?
What the? All right. God save the queen and all that.
But, you know, if we're talking about most anticipated game right now...
Gears.
Dude, Gears 3. Are you out of your mind?
Gears 3.
Like, if we're putting, like, a date of, okay, it has to be out by, you know, January, then...
Oh, no, that's... It's not coming out until... Wait, it was supposed to come out...
I'm talking about the most anticipated game. Oh. Like, if the deadline is it's got to come out before January, then yeah, okay, Portal 2, I'm with you, that's cool. But if we're talking about, like, most anticipated game for ever, next year... It's Gears 3. Like, are you out of your freaking mind?
They've already pushed it. They're pushing so many different games back.
Well, I don't have a problem with them pushing it if they're pushing it because they want to get shit right.
Yeah, but what if they're just pushing it because they know that we're waiting?
No,
Are they being frigid?
Cliffy B is not like that. He's not like that. Okay? I think they're pushing it because they want to get multiplayer right.
They want to get Horde mode right.
They want to get Horde mode
they
right.
They better.
And let's face it. You know, if they were already writing the game one way and all the save Carmine, don't save Carmine stuff actually
came
changed,
to play, then yeah,
then,
have to go
then they would have
it.
To redo some of that stuff, which may mean story changes. Okay,
good point.
So if that's the case, I'm okay with them pushing it. I'm okay with something going, you know what, this is what the deadline's supposed to be, but we're not gonna make it. Because if we make this deadline, we're going to have to sacrifice this, and we're going to have to sacrifice this, and we're going to have to sacrifice this. I would much rather you get it right. Get the camera
get
angles
it right,
right.
Get it tight.
You know it. Get the camera angles right. Get the story right. Get the graphics right. Get the frame rate right. Because if this is really and truly going to be the last Gears outing, I really don't want it to suck. I don't want to be sitting here and going, yep, you know, this is the end of the story, but 2 is really better than 3. Because that would make me really, really upset.
If you couldn't tell that already.
Yeah, if you weren't getting that, you know, from the inflection and the tone and volume of my voice. You know, so I have a couple of little disagreement thingies here with the most anticipated game, depending upon where the line is of when the game has to come out as far as it being anticipated. But I don't think that anybody would sit here and say, you know what, I'm more excited for Portal 2 than Gears 3.
Yeah, fuck no, not gonna happen.
I don't see that.
Nope.
Okay, so.
Try again.
Yep. As far as best independent game, I agree. Limbo was amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I don't have any... I mean, there are lots of really good independent games, but Limbo was just something else.
It was. It was a totally redefined the whole savior princess genre for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know... Big up for Playdead
then again,
for taking that.
Braid kind of did that too, though, for me a little bit.
Yeah, Braid came at it from a different perspective as well, but I think Braid won Best Independent Game last year.
Yeah, so obviously they couldn't do it again.
You know, so, but I absolutely agree with the choice for Limbo. Mass Effect 2 took Best RPG. I'll be honest with you. I kind of agree. You know? I don't like RPGs. I fucking love Mass Effect. I do.
No, wait, was it just, it's Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the whole series. I loved 1. I finished 1. I finished 2.
Yeah, but
I played 2 a second time.
But BioWare, you know, seems to have their niche in that. They know what they're doing with RPGs. They seriously know what they're doing. I mean, Dragon Age win it last year? I don't even know.
I think it did.
So, I mean, you know, obviously knowing that they have a very strong background in that, especially with Dragon Age and then Awakening and, you know, anticipated Dragon Age 2 coming back, you know, coming around.
Yeah, but there are people like, oh, but Final Fantasy came out. Yeah, and guess what? It came out late.
It sucked balls.
It sucked.
The only reason why Final Fantasy 13 sucked is because they kept you linear up until the last third of the game, and then they said, nope, open world. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, either present it open from the start.
Right.
Or linear, do not mix it up. I'm like, you've thrown me for a loop. And I'm like, I don't want to sit around in this big calm land, pseudo land, killing things. I want to get back on track and, you know, save people.
Duh. Yeah. So I think that, you know, Mass Effect 2 is phenomenal. I mean, it's one of those games that, you know, I'll probably play through yet another time just to see what I can change and do differently. It's massive.
Oh my god, I enjoyed probing the planets in Mass Effect 2 more than I enjoyed the pseudo comlands in Final Fantasy 13.
Wow.
Like, I was like, oh my god, am I gonna get palladium? Or iridium?
Iridium, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god, how much did I get? Woohoo! I enjoyed that more than
okay, the Okay, so, you know, on the same token, you know, BioWare walked away with Studio of the Year.
Hello, Mass Effect 2.
You know, Dragon Age.
Fucking awesomeness in your game holes.
I mean, I think that any studio that puts out a franchise that stands the test of time is a great studio. Okay, because that means that you really believe in your characters, your story, your developers,
Hello,
your designers.
Hello, BioWare has the most awesome stories. They've got some really great writers.
I'm not disagreeing.
Because to make an RPG that's very textual-based, like conversation-based, and make it interesting, because don't get me wrong, I mean, I loved Lost Odyssey, now that's Square Enix.
Right.
But they made that so text-based, so there was a lot more reading. Now, granted, I didn't feel like it detracted from the game. But a lot of people don't want to sit there and read all the time. And you know how hard it is to do what a text will do in dialogue? Like, you have to have an amazing staff of writers to convey all that in a sentence or two or three.
Yeah, no, I haven't finished Nier yet, and I need to.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong, Square Enix, I dig them for what they've done. But, I mean, BioWare must have an amazing staff of writers who are able to do all that stuff in the matter of simple dialogue between characters, which is the height of Dragon Age.
Right. Right.
You know.
I can't really speak to best Wii game because I haven't actually connected my Wii in, like, forever. But that's going to change because I picked up Epic Mickey. So, you know, I'm going to have to play that. That's going to have to happen. That's going to go down. But best Wii game went to Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I'm not too surprised about that because Super Mario Galaxy was really fun. I don't know if you played that or not.
I didn't finish it.
I think I got to, like, one of the last worlds and I was like, I'm done. But no, I enjoyed it up until that. I was like,
Yeah, I think on Galaxy 1 I went through, like, the B world. And there was a block world, and I couldn't make it across the block one. So
oh, my God. The one world where, like, you're on this, all these platforms where they had holes and stuff in them.
Yeah, I didn't get past that.
Oh,
so I was like, you know
my
what?
God.
I'm good.
I rage quit so many times on
Dude,
that.
Dude, exactly. I was like, oh, was my God. Are you fucking kidding me? For real. And so finally I was like, you know what, game? Fuck you, game.
I was ready to sodomize my Wii with the nunchuck. I was ready to be like, bend over and take it.
I was like, you know what? I got other shit that I could be doing right now that I can get a sense of accomplishment with. So, Mario, I love you, but goodbye. And then I took it back. Really? But I don't get me wrong. I thought it was, you know, a gorgeous game, but I don't know what my mental block was, but I could not get past that level. And I was just like, fuck you, game. Fuck you in your face hole. So, but I haven't played Galaxy 2. I know that we have a piece on it. King Baby Duck actually put it together in the issue of the magazine, so I'm interested in seeing what, you know, his thoughts were, but I there's nothing about that surprises me or makes me think, oh yeah, no, that's wrong. I mean, if you think about games that came out on the Wii, you throw out all the kitty games, you know, what do you get left with? Because you've got what? Other M?
Yeah, Metroid Other M, which a lot of people were like, meh.
Exactly. Then you
Red Steel.
You got
Desperate. What was it called?
No More Heroes 2.
Yeah, Desperate Struggle. Mad World.
Yeah. Well, Mad World was up for stuff last year.
Yeah,
so
it's not. But if you're stripping away all the shovelware and kitty games, I'm just going all of the
right. And then you got to. And then when you get rid of all those, then you get rid of everything that was in 2010. I mean, the cream of the crop is gonna be Mario.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that, no surprise.
Yeah, no
there.
Sweat. No sweat there.
Best shooter went to Call of Duty Black Ops. Duh. Seriously.
See, I don't have Black Ops. I want to play it, but I haven't bought it yet.
Well, let's compare it to the other shooters that came out this year.
All right, so we're looking at what? We're looking at Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
I played the shit out of that.
I played the shit Halo. Out of Halo too.
Halo ODST Reach.
Well, ODST was a RTS. It's not really a shooter.
Right. I didn't play it.
I did. I played the beta.
I'm glad you did, because I wasn't going there.
And it's RTS.
Okay.
So it's not a shooter.
All right, so then what? Then Halo Reach.
Right.
Wasn't there another Halo that came out, too? It was not ODST Reach.
And they came out with Waypoint, which is the access area for all the Halo shit.
Oh, all right. All right.
So yeah, there were three Halo things, but only one of them was actually a shooter.
Then what? You can't consider BioShock 2 a shooter, even though it's first person. It's such a weird mix of a lot of things.
Yeah, it doesn't really, hard to... Right. So, in that pack for this year...
Hubba, 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 hubba. Yeah, good point. All right, all right.
Because you've got... what do you call it? The other franchise shooter with the war. That got all the hubbub.
Medal of Honor.
Thank you. Right. So, if I've got to pick between the Medal of Honor game... And Call of Duty.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The Medal of Honor game, I think, was a great direction for them.
I liked that they stepped it up and they brought it into the area.
And even Black Ops for Treyarch, I thought was a really good approach. I know a lot of people were concerned because they thought, oh, man, they're totally going modern. And they're totally coming up, you know, trying to compete with Infinity Ward. And then they went modern, but they went past modern. No, like the past, which right. I thought was really
no. I think that Black Ops is a great game, and I think that for the pack the way it is right now, that it's a decent choice for best shooter. Best action adventure game went to Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Hail to the fucking yeah yeah!
What about Assassin's Creed 2? Did that come out in?
No, I think it came out before.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'm getting a lot of my games mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, are you kidding me? Especially the multiplayer fix?
Haven't played
it. Dude, we're still playing through Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And Halo got best multiplayer, so, you know, as far as the shooter thing goes, I think that those are separated out pretty well. Yes. And it's not like they went home empty-handed. I mean, Halo should get its own category of own. Best Halo game thing this year.
Best Halo.
Halo blah, blah, blah.
Good point.
The franchise is so rich and so deep, it's redonkulous.
You know what else is deep?
Stop it. Best music game went to Rock Band 3. I agree. But let me tell you why.
Okay, please do.
Okay, so as far as music games that came up this year, we had Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock. You had DJ Hero 2. And you had Rock Band 3. Because I don't count the other two music games that came out on the week. Blah, 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 you know, suck my burger. Okay? So those are really, like, the three big heavy hitters.
Right.
With merch, with all kinds of...
So why not go for the innovation?
Hold on. At its core, if you break down new gameplay elements for DJ Hero 2 versus new gameplay elements for Rock Band 3, Rock Band 3 has more.
Okay.
Okay?
So it's about quantity?
Quality and quantity. Okay, you got pro mode with the instruction pieces, so you can actually learn how to play real guitar, you learn how to play keyboards, you can learn keys and chords, and drum, and bass in Rock Band 3, in addition to playing the regular modes. They increased the multiplayer thing, so you can actually do the pro thing or the regular thing in multiplayer online. They changed the music store around to make it easier to get around in. Okay, DJ Hero 2... added a microphone. You could always do two turntables against each other, so that's nothing new. Okay, the look and feel was new and better, which I absolutely love. But other than the new microphone and one new, really, gameplay mode to play against each other.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, now, DJ Hero 2 walked away with best soundtrack.
Which is absolutely true.
And I agree with completely. So if we're talking like best music game, I think absolutely Harmonix deserves that and walks away with that.
Well, they walked away with it either way.
Right. I think that DJ Hero 2 is what DJ Hero 1 should have been out the gate.
Okay.
Because two turntables and a microphone, that should have been the pitch. Alright, that's what should have happened to begin with. The look and feel is what should have happened to begin with. you know, the fact that you've got a microphone along, so if somebody wants to be able to sing on that, you can do that. You know, they had Jump In, Jump Out with the free, you know, it playing itself
party play before. Yeah.
You know, the fact that you can jump in and jump out now with two people in head up play, okay, that's nice, but that's not really new. That's really just an update of an existing mechanic, you know, where Rock Band 3, the existing mechanics are still there, but there are so many new modes.
Modes?
Modes. It's got modes, man. Modes. You know? It's got lots of modes.
Lots of modes.
It's got lots of modes. You know, I think that absolutely, DJ Hero has the best soundtrack. Like, if I could find a place where I could buy those mixes right now, please believe me, the credit card would already be out and I'd be on it. So I agree that it has the best soundtrack. But if you're going to put it up for me for play,
then no.
Rock Band 3 still wins it, because potentially you can have 7 people playing Rock Band 3. Most you can have 3 people playing DJ Hero 2.
Okay. You don't have to convince me.
No, I'm just saying, that's how I feel. That's my thinking. Best original score went to Red Dead Redemption. I agree.
I don't even I never made it to Mexico. I really wasn't paying attention to the
Well, I think as far as scores go, when you look at that background music, you know, you really didn't have all of that much that was different in the background for like your Mass Effect 2s, and you know, your war game stuff is pretty much bullets, explosions.
And if you're, and you know, monster.
Call of Duty, Black Ops, Eminem, which doesn't suck, but
I'm not afraid.
No, I'm just, you should be afraid. You should be very afraid.
But anyway.
But, you know, Red Dead, like, walked away with a lot of stuff. They took best song in a game. They took best original score. You had,
best downloadable content, I think, yeah, was for Red Dead.
Yeah, best DLC. You know, and a couple other things, which we'll get to. But I think it's a great game, and it's a solid game. But at the same time, you know, it's really, really hard for me to look at Red Dead and just not see it as...
Grand Theft,
you know.
Frontier.
Yeehaw! Exactly. Like, which, don't get me wrong, I fucking love Grand Theft Auto games. It's not a whole new beast for me.
They haven't reinvented the wheel here. They just put the wheel in a different coating.
But it's absolutely... way, way, leaps and bounds better than the first Red Dead.
Oh.
Red Dead Revolver. I think Redemption is just fantastic. So I really don't have a lot of problems with that. I do, however, take a little bit of issue with Best Handheld Game.
Didn't they give it to Ghost of Sparta?
Yeah, they gave it to Ghost of Sparta. And don't get me wrong... Okay, everybody knows...
I don't have a PSP, so I...
I do. Everybody knows that I am on, like, Kratos' jock. I love the
character. She's on that all day long.
I love the whole trilogy. It's my shit. I
fucks her shit up.
It does. It really does. But when you think about handheld games, I don't think of just PSP and DS.
I know, I think about mobile game, like phone games now.
Okay, I think of those too, and if you throw those in there, then there are a few other games that I thought, you know, just really kind of blow that one, like, out of the water. And some of them you're going to be like, what? But just stick with me. Like, Bejeweled. Bitches love Bejeweled. Okay, that thing is just crazy, and you can play it on fucking everything. There are people I know that took a nerd holiday for Bejeweled 3. Took a nerd holiday for that shit.
Sorry, no, if you're gonna use a nerd holiday, it's gotta be a lot bigger than
all right Bejeweled. You know, but that's big for some people. You know, I thought that Cut the Rope, which is a mobile game that you can play on the iPad Touch,
yep, we've
and
talked
iPhone
about
and
it.
I thought that was a really, really interesting and independent
Would
game
you take a nerd day or nerd holiday for Cut the Rope?
If I had known,
that's
well, I mean,
no.
I wouldn't take a nerd holiday for Cut the Rope. But, you know, Rhythm Heaven, I thought was a great game.
Agreed.
And got it on the DS. I thought that it was interesting enough and different enough that, you know, Ghost of Sparta really isn't anything new. Like, that could have been a PS1 game or PS2 game. Like, Ghost of Sparta really could have been a PS3 game if they wanted to spend the time
I know,
the
I'm
graphics.
Very surprised because...
Like, it's,
Yeah, but even in the handheld, they only went PSP. Like, I mean, they didn't even talk about, you know, Nintendo handhelds, because we all know that probably would have been Pokemon Heart Gold or Soul Silver.
I'm pretty sure that those got nominated. They would.
I know, I'm just saying, they were the very best. Like, no one ever was.
You know, but there's so much that's going on in handheld on so many different places. Like, that one, I thought, you know, there may have been some choices that might have been better than...
All right, so PSP greased whose hand?
I don't know.
Put that money in my hand, Negro.
What?
Like, put it right here. Right here.
No, I was mostly about that last piece.
I didn't say the bad N-word. That's the word that's acceptable. What?
You know what? All right. Best adapted video game, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Hell fucking shit, yes.
Yeah, but that was also predestined. Like, Notre Dame has predicted that shit years ago.
But the motherfucker was right.
They planned the hype of that. There was no way that it wouldn't come out on top.
It wasn't even about hype, though. It's good. It's one thing for something to get hyped and it be shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it got hyped with the ending release, the ending comic, the movie, and of course everyone was already eating om nom nom on the other two, so of course when this game dropped, it could have been shit on a shingle and people would have still ate that shit up.
No, because when games come out and there's shit on a shingle, you know our community is real hot, quick to fire up exactly why it's shit on a shingle and who should be put on a pike because of it. Okay, the video game community more so than any other community.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. I do. I understand this. But I don't know if this was completely based on the game itself or just the timing of its release.
You finished the game.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is there anything that in the game that doesn't appear in either the comics or the movie?
There are some things that did not happen in the game that they don't even explain. Like, believe it or not, it's a cross screen beat 'em up. There's no dialogue between worlds. Like, you really are just... You have to assume that whoever's playing this has read the comics or seen the movie to know, because otherwise... Oh.
Is there any dialogue in Mario 2? So Mario World 2?
No.
You go between the worlds?
No.
What about 3?
Only at the bosses was there mini dialogue before fights, if I remember.
Correct.
But there wasn't even that in this.
Right. We don't need it. It's Scott fucking Pilgrim.
I would have liked some of it. Don't get me wrong, I liked the game, I beat it, I saw the movie, loved the movie, planning to buy the comics, but there were certain things that I would have liked to have seen in the game that they didn't put in the game.
Sorry, I thought it was awesome. I think that it was a great adaptation from what the comics were.
Don't get me wrong, adaptation, yes, definitely.
Well, that's what the category is. Best adapted video game.
We'll see. Well, next year when we've got Uncharted and Heavy Rain and God knows what else is gonna...
Then we could be like, okay.
Why isn't there a true Mario movie? Like, how about we do it the right way without John Leguizamo?
Oh, that's a hard question. Yikes. I mean, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love Bob Hoskins,
but... Oh my god, or freaking Zelda. Oh my god, they could totally turn Zelda into
a trilogy, minimum. Minimum. It'd be like some Lord of the Rings shit. But here's the problem. How do you do it right? Who do you get to do it right?
Well, yeah, because remember, Link doesn't talk at all.
Right. So now we've got to give voice to a character that's never spoken before.
Hey, they did it with Tinkerbell. They did it with Tinkerbell.
Yeah, and it wasn't right.
I know, it was absolutely horrible.
This is what I'm saying. So how do you do that?
I don't know. But the story of Zelda is great.
Right, but you're not going to be able to pitch to a studio. Okay, now this is the trilogy that we're going to have, okay? But the lead character...
Never speaks. And never gets laid.
Okay, everybody around him has dialogue and speaks to him. But the lead character himself...
Never speaks.
Okay, and there's no sex. But it's going to be a massive trilogy with all kinds of effects. How in the hell are you going to pitch that?
Oh, Zelda, that sucks for you, man.
And then who are you gonna have play Link?
Wouldn't matter because he doesn't.
Which Link are you gonna use? What? Younger Link? Wind Waker Link? Are you gonna go through the original trilogy?
Oh,
who's
God.
Gonna be Ganon?
Oh, good point.
Okay,
let's go Twilight Princess on that shit.
Okay. All right, let's go Twilight Princess on that shit. Just for a moment. Let's walk down that road.
Yeah.
Who's going to be Link?
I don't want to... I have to think about this. I will bring this up in the next show.
Because I need to think about youngish.
It. Yeah. No. He was like mid-teen, early 20s.
That's looking. What I'm saying. Youngish. So we can't, so that automatically throws out Ryan Reynolds and all that crew. Because you can't be late 20-something, early 30-something.
No.
So now we're looking at youngish.
Yep.
Okay? If a studio goes after this, they're going to want a name. They're not going to want to put some no-name person.
Right.
So what you're going to end up with is like some Haley Joel Osment motherfucker.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is. And not on the drugs.
Was he on drugs before?
No, but I know that the Culkins were on drugs. So
no, really?
The Culkins, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Just get the owl, just pop it up. You know, so I as much as I would love for there to be a Zelda movie, I realize that it can never happen, and the trilogy can never happen, because they won't be able to get any of it right.
No.
Which will piss me the fuck off.
Alright.
Okay? We all remember what happened with Speed Racer.
I thought, now...
No, you didn't watch it.
No, but now I've watched it. So now, going back from my original statement, because I know a while ago I was like, I refuse to watch Speed Racer. But now that I've watched it and remembering the cartoon from the best of my memory, that was probably the closest.
But it still wasn't right.
But it, I know, it wasn't. But okay, it was the probably.
I don't want anybody attacking any of these things if it's not right. Like, I'm terrified of somebody actually optioning a Thundercats movie. Because they're going to fuck it up.
Yep.
10 ways from Sunday.
Wow, only 10?
Yeah, that's more than a handful.
It's two.
It is two. Best performance by a male human went to Neil Patrick Harris as Peter Parker in
Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah, which, I'll be honest with you, I thought Shattered Dimensions was really good.
I'm so surprised they didn't give it to... Wait a minute, never mind. I forgot. I'm like, Uncharted 2 got it last...
That's right.
Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it last year.
Right. There you go. Uh-huh.
Yep.
And best performance by a human female went to Trisha Helfer for
Kerrigan from StarCraft 2.
Yeah,
who was like one of the, she's like the big bad baddie lady. Mm-hmm. And I heard her, I heard some of the voice captures for that because one of our writers is a big StarCraft fan. So, yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
And StarCraft 2 took best PC game.
No shit.
Duh.
People have been waiting for that game for a very long time. Longer than Long Cat.
And Long Cat is long. Best individual sports game went to Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11. And best team sports game went to NBA 2K11. I don't play sports games.
Neither do I.
I don't have an opinion on either of these. I know, you know, I've got friends.
I know basketball has an orange ball and golf has a white ball.
Yes. Yes, they do. Gold star for Panda.
And basketball doesn't have sticks.
No. Another gold star for Panda. But I have some friends that do play sports games, like, religiously, and they absolutely love 2K11, so I'm gonna have to be like, okay, well, that one makes sense, because...
I'm surprised Madden, with everyone who was, like, jonesing and creaming for Madden.
Yeah, but I guess Madden had a couple of issues. Like, right after launch, like, getting into multiplayer, and it had some
bugs. I don't have any problems getting in.
I am not even going to speak to that. I'm not.
What? It was funny, and you know it.
But Game of the Year went to Red Dead Redemption, and I think that that's really one that a lot of people took a lot of issues with, because there were a lot of really solid and new games.
As much as I like Red Dead Redemption, I really thought Mass Effect 2 would take that to the bank.
I'll be honest with you, I thought so too. I really thought that ME2 was gonna, like, roll with that unbelievably.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of surprised. Like, don't get me wrong.
I think it's funny that the best studio did not have the best game of the year.
Yeah. I think that was kind of
Because didn't,
like,
oh, I don't know, didn't Naughty Dog get best studio?
Yeah,
best
and
studio
also, and, yeah.
It seems like they'd be hand in hand.
You would think. Like, if you have the game of the year,
imagine
then you would be
me
the,
and you, like that. It would be like that. Like, one
well,
of the
you
years.
Would think, like, if you have the best game of the year, then you must be the best studio because you knocked it out of the park. But
apparently not this year.
Right. which is kind of weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Because I really expected Mass Effect 2 to walk away with it. Don't get me wrong, I think that Red Dead is a great game, but I don't think that it's the game of the year.
Maybe because of the zombies.
Zombies don't inherently make
everything better. Oh my god, zombies make everything better and horrifying.
No, zombies make everything more tedious and horrifying.
Zombies are awesome.
Zombies are not awesome.
Zombies are effing awesome.
They're not. But I disagree. I don't think that Red Dead... Like, I would put God of War 3 above Red Dead.
I would too.
And I would put Mass Effect 2 on top
of all of them.
Yeah.
So if this was like a gay train, he would be the last caboose.
You mean the caboose? Because there's...
Yeah, he'd be the caboose. He would be the caboose. He'd be the last connect in Connect Four. He'd be the top Connect Four. Diagonally, he'd be the one at the top.
Well, we get it. Be on the top.
He's the top.
Leave it at that. Alright?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I don't even know what that had to do with anything.
I don't either, but
It felt right.
Okay, sure. That's what you said. So I'm a little thrown by that, because I don't think that Red Dead is game of the year. I don't at all. I think that Mass Effect really was the game of the year. Like, out of all the games that I picked up, it was the one that I played through a second time.
Yeah,
the only one that I played through a second time. You know, you look at all these games and you look at all these titles and, you know, I'm going, okay, well, where's the category where, you know, games like Crackdown 2 can have a chance to shine? Because it doesn't have a chance to shine anywhere else.
I know.
You know, and I think that Crackdown 2 was an amazing game. Like, it was leaps and bounds better than the first game, and the first game was good. You know, so, I mean, where's the spot for that?
Yeah, I know.
Like, for reals? Let's get on that.
Oh my god, and then we should have had, like, the best shovelware game, so we would have had a chance. It's like, best cooking mama.
You know, but I mean...
What about fucking Professor Lawton?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that guy. Like, those games were great on handheld, and I think that they're better than the Ghost of Sparta game.
Like, hello, and then, what, the Kingdom Hearts game that was only released for the PSP?
Birth by Sleep.
Which I've heard nothing about. Granted, I didn't hear much about Ghost of Sparta, so that should have been a sign.
Well, I don't think that, you know, PSP games get a lot of shine put on them. And that's a damn shame, because, yeah, I haven't heard anything about Birth by Sleep, but it's supposed to be really deep.
Yeah. You know what else is deep?
Stop it. Stop it, Pandalicious. Stop it. But, just, there you have it. That's what the VGAs, that's what Spike came down and said, that people said was the shit for all these categories. I want to know if there's anything that you agree with or you disagree with. You can have a conversation with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. But tell us about the VGAs. Tell us what you think should have won for different categories. And, you know, maybe we'll pick up and run with it a little bit through the week. And if it's a hot button topic, we'll bring it back up again next week as well, because I think people are going to be talking about this for a while, like in the community.
Probably.
I think that there's enough dissension about things that won some categories where you're kind of like, huh? What?
Hey, I'm going to let BioWare finish, but I just want to say that Red Dead Redemption was the best game ever.
Wow. You brought up old Kanye on that. Wow. You must have some deep feelings. Yeah. Last thing before we start wrapping up and doing the business and all that good stuff, if you haven't already gotten your Christmas presents for people, and you've got a fan of anime that you gotta get something for, and they just happen to have a Blu-ray player, if you go on Amazon right now, you can actually get the full Eden of the East, all 11 episodes on Blu-ray for
Beware of Naked Elephant Man Penis thing. Like Man Bear Pig.
No, not like Man Bear Pig. Not like Man Bear Pig. But you can get the entire 11 episodes on a 2-disc set on Blu-ray for under $30. I highly recommend it. For anybody who likes anime that's a little bit off, you know, a little quirky,
With naked elephant man with thing.
Hints of sex.
Elephant as the
but
penis.
But no sex? Really?
Well, because then they have to put an elephant snout into a girl's vajayjay, and that's bestiality. And there's even some places that Japanese don't go. Sometimes.
I don't really think so. I just don't think that that makes it over to any channels that we really could see. You're wrong for that. You're wrong for that. But that is definitely one thing that I recommend. It makes a great stocking stuffer.
I'll especially stuff your stocking.
Stop it. No, you won't. For Blu-ray.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Trigun is still available and in stock, the entire box set. Again, another thing that's under $40. I think right now you can actually get it for under $30 with the free super shipper, super saver shipping. There we go. Say that real fast 3 times. So make sure that you're keeping care of your friend, nerd, and or geek.
Friend.
Yeah. Person that, you know, should get a gift for this Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
Festivus.
And all that good stuff. But for more information on any of that stuff, or if you just want to ask us a question and be like, hey, this is the nerd in my life, what should I get them? Hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. Like we said before, if you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. Don't really feel like I should keep saying this, but iTunes, subscribe to us. It's free.
Okay, and again, you get our awesome podcast the moment we put it out on the interwebs by doing that subscription, which allows you to take it to any iDevice that you have. We're even in the Zune Marketplace, so you can get new episodes of our podcast there. So there's no excuse that you can't take the gift of Esh along with you wherever you go. Make it happen,
like
people.
A MasterCard. Except for where you want to be.
No, with MasterCard, you master the possibilities. Visa is everywhere you want to be.
Oh. Oops. I thought it was MasterCard.
No, MasterCard, you master the possibilities.
You master the possibilities. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And Matt Visa, Damon.
Yeah, and Visa is everywhere you want to be.
Oh, I thought it was Matt. What's Chase?
I have no idea what Chase is. I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know that they have one.
Man, that upsets me. They should change logos.
That's not a logo.
Say slogan.
There you go.
They should change slogans.
I'm going to have to take away one of those gold stars now.
No.
Let's take away half of one.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
But if you don't hit the subscribe button in iTunes for our podcast...
Then you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but you're really not going to want to do that. Really. Just don't. Just do it in iTunes. Please. Please. But you should also be looking for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh flag.
That's right. Our new episodes go out typically on every Monday, and you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which we highly recommend. We give it 2 snaps, a twist, and a kiss. So make sure that you check that out. Their new episodes go out on Tuesday. They've got a great contest that's going on right now that you can check out by going to eshne.ws/h9Capital E, capital C, lowercase r, capital A. That'll take you right to the website. There are 10 questions that King Baby Duck has come out with, which if you can answer appropriately, you can win a sweet, sweet gift pack from the fine people at South Peak Games, including a copy of their game Nailed, which I highly recommend. So make sure that you check that out and get involved in it. If you didn't get that URL, I will make sure to put it in the show notes so you can have it. Or you can visit our website. There's a post on our page as well that'll link you over to it so you can take advantage of it. Gets to winning, people. It's the holiday season. And on Wednesdays, there are episodes of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is held down by our man, Deuces Wild, who is the homie. If you don't know about Geek
Aggro... He's the original OG of Esh.
Yeah, he really is.
He is.
Straight up. So if you don't know about my boy, then you need to make sure that you get on that, geekaggro.com. Check it out. New copy of the magazine, issue 2. It's hot, fire, straight up, worth it.
Sticks, great. Fire, it's hot.
Sticks, flame, fire, it's hot! So make sure that you get a hold of that. There's some great articles in there. There's even a piece on Brotherhood. We've got some stuff on Passion Pit, which I absolutely love. If you don't know who they are, then you need to find out. Ask a friend, ask a buddy, just and read, obviously, our article in the magazine, because it's phenomenal, as well as some stuff on Dead Weather. We've got some things on gadgets. We've got some things on great mobile apps for your iDevice. So, it's straight fire, people. Just get on it. For realsies. Not for play. And other than that, I mean, you gotta interact with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Land of Esh. You can also follow all of us on Twitter. Read the different things that we have on the website. If you want to be able to get a hold of everybody and follow everybody that makes up the Land of Esh, you can go to Twitter.com/NinjaSister. I've got a list created, and bam, you can just follow all of us. Lady Esh, Deuces Wild, King Baby Duck, the crew from Boston Bash Brigade, the crew that writes for the magazine. We straight up on there. Nerdy goodness. It's a fun time to be had by all. Pandalicious, please stop doing that with your tongue. It's weirding me out.
Sorry.
And making it very difficult for me to focus.
Sorry.
So, that's pretty much all of the business. I don't have anything else.
Ow.
So, Panda, what shit are you digging this week?
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I'm addicted to that shit.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yep. That and, Gummy Bears.
Gummy bears? Like the cartoon or the candy?
Ooh, both. Trick question. And, lastly, Pete's skins from, Uno's. They're fucking delicious for my mouth holes. If my mouth was a woman, Pete's skins would be the man that
did Stop them. It. Stop it. Stop it. That's just wrong.
It's not delicious.
A visual. That's not a visual.
Ah.
That's just not a visual that I want.
Ow, I just hurt my jaw.
That's
what she said.
Ooh, it's cracking.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, no, I have TMJ.
Stop it. That's not right.
Wow. That's really bad. Cannolis. Okay. A lot of it seems to be food-based.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay, fine. And DuckTales.
Ooh. DuckTales was the shit. Seriously.
Yep. And, what shit do you dig?
First of all, I'm going to go with ice cream cake, because that shit is delicious in my mouth. How do you like those apples?
You can have whatever you want in your mouth.
Then I'm going to follow that up with Animaniacs, because that cartoon series was the shit.
Oh my god, Tiny Toon Adventures, I totally forgot I want that for Christmas.
Okay, so freaking love that shit. I'm also going to have to go with Assassins, because yeah, I'm addicted to it. Like, I finished the story already, but now I really have to go back, and I'm doing all the completion stuff. I finally did my last Borgia Tower last night, and I was like, I have done something completed! Yeah! And then, I am also digging Doritos. Extra nacho cheese.
Okay, I was about to say, what
because they are also Yumtasticers, which, is a word that I would like to trademark, but I don't think that I really can.
I don't think you can either.
No, but Yumtasticers should totally be trademarked. And, my Astro gaming headset, now that I have my wireless mixing in, that shit's just straight fire. Like, I can't recommend that much more higher than I already have. But it is freaking nominal. So that's the shit I dig.
Awesome.
That's our time. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're out of here, people.
I feel like I'm gonna burp.
We'll get it out now.
I feel it percolating in my throat.
We'll get it out now.
I feel it. I feel it.
Ah, sorry, we're late. One wanted to get the mattress moved to the third floor before we did this. To make it easier for Thomas to get the mattress going up there, up there. So she and I moved the mattress from the third floor all the way down here. That sounds disgusting. So do we sound okay?
I'm going so low. And friends.
Is that a yes?
Okay.
Oh, I feel it. It won't come out. That's what she said.
Does that really actually work?
Yeah, it actually gets the air bubbles to warm
up. Oh.
I always thought that was just something you do to pass the time while you're waiting.
Mm-mm. That's what people do it to babies. To help get the air to...
Oh.
The vibration. Loosens it from where it is and makes it want to come up.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Dig up the details on whatever the giveaway is that Evan's doing so we can talk about it on the podcast. See, told you. How you like that shit?